Welcome back, Warrior fans. About 8.5 minutes to go before the start of the boys' varsity game here from Amity High School, where your boys are taking on the Catlin Gable Eagles. Eagles come into this with a 4-3 record and a ranking that puts them at number 12 overall. I have them for a 4-6 record, so they must have played Santa Ana Christian and lost to them, and then lost on the 21st and 22nd. Won one of those games, lost one of those games. I don't know. I don't have records, or I don't have scores for all of those, but they come into this 4-6. They have wins over Blanchette Catholic by 2, Rainier by 3, and Westside Christian by about 50. So they and they have a win against Pleasant Hill by 2. They have losses to Columbia Christian, who they played pretty tight, actually, only losing that game by 9. They lost to Western Christian, used to be Western Mennonite, by about 48, and lost to Dayton by 35. So they have been competitive in some games where you might not be expecting them to be competitive, like Columbia Christian, and then in other games have absolutely gotten blown out. They do have some size. They have Jonah Zeller, who's a 6'8 sophomore, gives them good length. Not a great scorer inside, though, as Josh Ward told me after watching some tape, he said he will throw it down and dunk on you if you give him the opportunity. Excuse me. But as far as his offensive game goes, prefers to shoot right from the elbow. Little 15-footer, not going to probably put the ball on the floor and beat you off the dribble, but can knock down the 15-foot shot. So he brings a certain element to the floor at 6'8 that just that length alone allows him to be able to impact the game at the defensive end as well as offensive rebounds. They got a couple of three-point shooters. I don't know which ones they are, and there's not a lot of numbers being exposed out there on the floor, but their starting lineup consists of just one senior and a couple of sophomores, a couple of juniors, so a fairly young team overall. They will start freshman Eli Foster, who is a 6'4" freshman. Jake Gerard, the senior of the group at 6'1". Jet Shang, a 5'11 guard. Josh Foster, a 6'1 guard. And then the post, Jonah Zeller, the 6'8 sophomore. For the Warriors, no Brian Hatch. Brian is out indefinitely, maybe for the rest of the year, maybe not. We'll see. But at this point, we'll just assume that we're not going to see him back any point in the near future. So without him, Keenan Graham steps into the starting lineup. So it'll be Wes Streeter, Michael Duncan, Keenan Graham, Josh Wart, and Tyler Parr for the Warriors. Warriors coming off 2 weeks of not playing, which is, you know, pros and cons to that. It's nice to have a break. It's nice to get rested up and work on some things in practice, but probably one game in there would have been better than having 2 weeks off. So wouldn't be surprised to see the Warriors be a little rusty coming out of the gate tonight offensively, but there's no excuse to be rusty defensively. All that takes is concentration, effort, and a little communication on the defensive end, and you should be just fine. About 5 minutes to go before the start of this one. Take a break. Be back in just a couple of minutes with some final thoughts before we tip off. This is Amity Warrior Basketball on KLYC McMinnville.
Andrew Physical Therapy Orthopedic and Sports Rehab in McMinnville is an outpatient rehabilitation clinic that focuses on individualized hands-on care. Their goal is that every patient who walks through the doors has a positive experience. At Andrew Physical Therapy, their passion is getting you better. Call them at 435-1900, 435-1900. Davison Auto Parts, supporting high school athletics throughout the Willamette Valley. Quality auto parts, everything from wiper blades to spark plugs. It's Napa Auto Parts and Davison Auto Parts. Quality people, knowledgeable, and friendly, always willing to help. Davison Auto Parts.
Mac Pack and Ship. When you ship or mail, do it the easy way at Mac Pack and Ship. FedEx, DHL, and USPS authorized shippers with the packaging supplies and expertise to do it right. More than a decade of experience in the retail shipping industry, Mac Pack and Ship is a local family-owned business with a concern on doing it right and providing superior customer service. They offer shipping, packaging, mailbox rentals, wide format printing, copies, and notary service. Next to Albertsons and Mac, it's Mac Pack and Ship.
First Federal was founded in 1922 as a secure, locally owned financial institution for Yamhill County residents. From the beginning, we've come alongside our neighbors, helping them to build savings and borrow money to purchase homes. First Federal offers a wide range of financial services, from checking and savings to IRAs, to a variety of loan products and mobile banking. First Federal, we're here for you.
No matter what your budget or spatial restrictions, you can count on Amcraft cabinets to meet your cabinet needs exactly. Choose from a huge variety of material in several shades and finishes to make your cabinets fit your design vision. Amcraft Cabinets. Call them at 472-0318.
If you're looking for a real estate agent in Yamhill County buying or selling, I highly recommend you check out Arlen Pounds of Sundance Realty. Call him at 883-3333. Wife and I are looking for a home, and he's been awesome to work with. Arlen Pounds, Sundance Realty, 883-3333. I highly recommend it.
One of the biggest transitions is when a loved one leaves us. Macy and Son is there for you. A trusted friend for five generations in Yamhill County, burial or cremation, and a myriad of options. Let Macy and Son walk that journey with you. Macy and Son McMinnville, five generations helping with funeral and family needs.
When that moment hits you, that moment you realize that this isn't just a house, yes. It's the house. Your perfect home.
Wow.
When that moment comes, you'll be ready to make an offer. Because OnPoint makes getting pre-approved for a mortgage the easiest part of buying your home.
This is it.
Get started at OnPointCU.com or drop by any of our neighborhood branches to speak with a local home loan expert.
Let's do it.
Let's make an offer.
Home financing from OnPoint Community Credit Union. Join in.
Yay!
Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
If you're looking for a real estate agent in Yamhill County buying or selling, I highly recommend you check out Arlen Pounds of Sundance Realty. Call him at 883-3333. Wife and I are looking for a home, and he's been awesome to work with. Arlen Pound, Sundance Realty, 883-3333. I highly recommend it.
Welcome back, Warrior fans. About a buck 40 here before we start the boys varsity action between the 12th ranked Catlin Gable Eagles, come in with a 4-6 record, and the Amity Warriors, third ranked in the state with a 7-1 record. I'm talking with Josh Ward before the game, told me that Zach Bauer, the 6'7 superstar down there at Sandy M. Christian, broke his arm during a dunk attempt. The ball slipped or something, and anyway, ended up with a broken arm and a concussion, and that's too bad. Our best wishes for his speedy recovery down there. That's really too bad. He's a very dynamic player for Sandy M. Christian. Probably the best player in the state for 3A. And, hopefully for the Sandy M. Christian Eagles, he gets back before the state playoffs. But definitely changes the dynamics of that team. They're 10-1 on the year and top-ranked. Dayton coming in as the number two-ranked team right now with a 7-3 record. The Warriors with... at that third ranking, followed by Cresswell, Burns, Sutherland, Horizon Christian, De La Salle North Catholic, Klatskanai, Umatilla, Brookings Harbor, and then Catlin Gable. And it kind of falls off, generally speaking, kind of after about the top eight or so, but we'll see. See what Catlin Gable looks like here tonight. They are coached by Sean Malloy, and assisted by Nathan Ryan. So they will start. Jet Shang, a 5'11 junior. Jake Gerard, a 6'1 senior. Eli Foster, a 6'4 freshman. Jonah Zeller, 6'8 sophomore. And Josh Foster, a 6'1 junior. So Foster brothers out there. We'll try to keep their names straight for you. Starting for the Warriors, Streeter, Duncan, Parr, Wart, and Keenan Graham. Graham stepping in for the injured Brian Hatch. So Keenan getting his first varsity start tonight. And Keenan about 6'2", good shooter, good basketball IQ. And so doesn't have Brian's ability to play that jitterbug defense that's just really tough to deal with for opposing point guards. But Keenan does bring more length to the floor and can knock down that three-pointer as well. He's a pretty confident shooter. All right, Warriors ready to go. Josh Wart, 6'5", jumping against Jonah Zeller, 6'8". Warriors in their home white jerseys with royal and gray trim. Zeller wins the tap easily, and the ball in the hands of Shang to get things started. Shang takes a little high screen from Foster, works left, kicks it out left corner for Gerard for three, no good. Rebound by Michael Duncan. Duncan pushing quickly up the floor. Gets it to Wart in the high post. Wart kicks it out. Parr, right corner three. No good. Side of the backboard. Long rebound. Streeter runs into Graham. Leaves it for Wart. Lays it up and in. Josh Wart with the first basket of the game. And with that, I'd like to welcome in Ron Huber. How you doing, Ron?
Hey, it's good.
Good to have you with me. Warriors off to a 2-0 lead here, and they're pressing right away. Gerard gets it on the right wing, kicks it out to Foster in the corner, drives baseline, comes out blocked by Parr, coming out the other side. That was Josh Foster. Graham with it on the right wing, pulls up, draws contact, and he'll go to the line to shoot two. Nice move there by Keenan Graham. Saw the defense, didn't try to do too much. Sometimes the guys will continue to try to take that all the way to the rim, end up with a shot getting blocked or drawing an offensive foul. He crossed over, drew contact, and put up the little floater and gave it a chance.
That was a good move. They didn't force the action. It just took what was there.
It looked like a veteran move. And talk about it. This is Keenan's first start.
He'll have to play a lot.
He will. Misses the first free throw, though. Second one for Keenan. 2 weeks off for these boys. We're talking about it. Might be a little rusty for him on the offensive end, but defensively, shouldn't be. Eagles with the ball. They get it in. Foster ahead to his brother. This is Josh Foster, traveled, got away with it, loses the ball out of bounds. Nice job by Wes Streeter coming over there and cutting him off.
It was a good break for the guys because quite a few have been sick. I think three or four of them were sick. Some of their practices, they only had five or six guys.
Streeter gets it across half court, working against Shang.
Uh-oh.
Picks up his dribble, goes high post to Wart. Back door to Streeter on the give and go, lays it up high and in on the finger roll. Wes Streeter not going to give you great hops. And Coach Malloy not happy with his big guy at all as he puts a finger in his chest and talks to him about committing on defense. He committed way up on Wart at the 16 feet from the basket, and here goes Streeter flying by him on the left, and Wart with a nice little dump-off pass to hit Streeter, and Zeller late coming down couldn't affect Streeter's shot. So a 30-second timeout called by the Eagles for Coach Malloy to lay into his big man a little bit.
They're really young.
Yeah, they've got one senior, I think, out there starting.
Freshman.
And one freshman, one senior, and a couple of juniors and a sophomore. So, yep, they are young. Shang gets it to Gerard. Gerard, the senior, back to Shang. Shang, the good ball handler, throws it ahead to Foster underneath, lays it up, no good. Wart tips it, comes out of there with a rebound. Nice job by Josh Wart to stay with it ahead to Streeter. Streeter puts the brakes on by the Warrior. Head down in the corner. Graham, spot up three-pointer, looks short. No, it's in. He rimmed it in. It was a little short. It caught the front edge of the rim, but dropped in with that nice arch that he put on it. 8-0 Warriors. There's going to be a foul on Parr at half court. I'm missing a basket already, Ron, unless that score is wrong.
Well,
I've got Wart for two, Graham for three, and Streeter for two. I missed a basket somewhere.
Didn't Graham make a free throw?
He did. I've got him for three. Oh, he just hit the three-pointer.
He hit a three.
He didn't hit a two-pointer, hit a three-pointer.
Yeah.
So I've got him for eight now. How about that? That works out pretty well. Shang with it. Foul on Parr, his first of the game. And there's a foul on Streeter. Nice hesitation by Shang. Gave him a little head, body, upper body fake, and then accelerated with the left hand, and Streeter was a little out of position. Going to have to give Shang a little bit of room out there on the perimeter, I think.
Quick. Yeah.
Gerard to inbound, far side. Gets it down to Zeller, works his way down, misses the shot. Wart challenged it. Duncan out of there with the rebound. Head to Streeter. Streeter gets a screen from Wart, drives, gets in deep, off the run, no good. Put back up and in by Graham on the weak side.
He's active.
Keenan Graham just treated that like an alley-oop coming in from the weak side on it. Eagles working against this pressure, and there's a tip steal by Duncan. He controls it in the corner, pulls up for three. Good! Michael Duncan will do that to you all night long. 13-0 Warriors. They're working off of this pressure defense, finding some energy. There's a tip by Parr. Graham ahead to Parr. Parr puts the brakes on, back to Keenan. Looks at the three, goes in the corner to Parr for three. No good. Gerard with the rebound. Duncan with a reach-in foul. 13-0 Warriors. They couldn't have wanted a better start. Good activity, crashing the boards on both ends, not giving second chance opportunities here. The defensive activity is excellent, and just exactly what Coach Nelson wanted to get this game started, I guarantee. Shang with it, looking at this 1-2-1-1 press, throws it ahead to Gerard. His pass off the hands of Foster, stolen by Wes Streeter, and he picks up a foul on number 24, Miles Grant, into the game. And what the Warriors have done is they created a pace out there that you can tell that only Shang is comfortable with. The other, his teammates aren't comfortable with the pace of the game.
No.
Things are moving a little too quick for them. Warriors basketball. Less than 3 minutes into the first quarter, Warriors up 13-0. Got to keep that intensity up. Pass knocked away. Duncan with it. Working against Gerard. Out to Streeter. Off Streeter's hands out of bounds. I think Shang got a tip and then Streeter got a tip. Hey, what happened in the college football world today, Rod?
Oh, the usuals won.
Notre Dame or Clemson? I didn't see the final
score.
Clemson pulled it off.
30-3.
Ooh. I saw it. It was 9-3. Too bad for the Fighting Irish there.
I saw at halftime Alabama was up 28-10.
Not a big surprise there. Because you know Oklahoma can't stop anybody. Grant with it. Out to Gerard. Swings it left angle to Shang. Shang puts up a 22-footer. No good. Graham high for the rebound. Pivots out of there nicely. Gets ahead to Parr. Parr to Duncan. Duncan traveled. He wanted to go to Wart, and Wart was a little late getting to where Duncan wanted to make the pass to, and he just drugged the foot a little bit, or so the official thinks.
This is a nice press because you got the big eraser sitting back. They can gamble and...
Well, and I like Graham up on the front. That's a lot of length.
Yeah.
It's a tip right there. Shang comes down with it. Over to Grant. Grant to Foster. Foster down low. Steps back. Wart blocks it. Tips it back out. Grant comes down with it to Shang. Shang drives. Gets in deep. Steps through. And they're going to get the foul, I think, on Josh Wart.
That was a Euro step, if there ever was. I don't know. The referees would give that. They just – it's a, he, two steps. He took two steps.
So Shang to the line, looking to get the Eagles on the scoreboard. He misses the first one.
He's got a unique pair of tennis shoes on there, doesn't he?
He doesn't have a pair of tennis shoes, Ron. He has half of two pairs of tennis shoes on. He has one from each pair of tennis shoes. You buy two pairs of the same shoes in different colors, and you can wear them whatever combination you want. Gets the second one, and it's 13-1 Warriors. Pass ahead to Duncan right on the sideline. He saves it, walks the tightrope there, kicks it back to Streeter. Streeter needs to settle down a little bit. He's a little out of control. Drives in, misses the shot. Graham saves it to Streeter. Streeter to Wart. Wart steps back to the foul line, shovels it back to Streeter. Streeter backs it out. Goes down to the baseline, finds Wart going to the basket, lays it up and in. Josh Wart.
That's his first touch of the game, I think.
Now he's got two baskets now.
Okay.
He got one earlier.
Okay.
But a nice, that was a great feed
pass
by Wes Streeter. Shang out of control, loses it, ends up in the hands of Grant. They're going to get a reach-in foul call. Warriors a little too aggressive on that trap.
Could be Streeter again. Nope.
Now it's going to be on Tyler Parr. The problem is that they're trying to get the steal on the trap instead of on the pass. Make him trap him, make him make a tough pass, and let your teammates get the steal. No chance of getting a foul that way.
I spent a whole game preaching that.
Yeah. Shang, nice hesitation, gets in deep all the way to the rim, leaves it just a little short. He's quick off the dribble. Graham with the rebound. Graham cross half court, slows it up, 15-1 Warriors. Wart, three-point line, drives. Oh, stripped by Zeller coming in from behind. Gets it to Shang. Shang plows through traffic, lays it up with the left hand and in. You got a stop ball. We haven't done that. That's twice he's gotten to the rim now. Missed the first one. Graham slows it down, cross court to Parr. Parr pulls up, angle three, good! Tyler Parr was 0 for his first two, buries that one, 18-3 Warriors. 3 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Got to have an answer for Shang, though. I think that's the only thing you really have to worry about with this offense that I can see. Gerard drives right down Broadway, blocked by Wart from behind.
Big eraser.
Ahead, Duncan fakes the three, gives it to Graham. Graham back out to Duncan, 24-footer. No good. Rebound, Gerard.
That was more than a 24-footer. That
it was out
by
there
the Warriors.
Shang with it. Crosses over on Streeter. Loses it. Gets it back all the way in. Blocked by Wart. And they'll get Wart for the foul. This is Josh has got to be careful. Because when you get those guys penetrating in on you, they get you turned a little bit, a little off balance. And you'll, you know, for every one you get, you pick up a foul. His first of the game.
We got six fouls already.
Well, most of them are reaching in.
Reaching.
Streeter has a couple of fouls, I think. Or Parr has a couple of fouls.
Yeah.
And Jackson going to get Parr out of there.
And it said Josh's second one.
Yep. So 16 fouls on the Warriors, just two on the Eagles so far. 2.5 minutes to go. And free throw good for Shang, the second one. Missed the first one. He's two out of four now. They'll get Ward out of there with his two fouls and give him a break for a while. Into the game, Disler and Jackson, along with Michael Duncan, Graham, and Streeter. Duncan with it, top of the key, bounce pass down low. Disler lost it, took his eye off the ball. Zeller with the steal to Shang. Shang, top of the key, crosses over, gets past Streeter in deep with a left hand, and good. Streeter got to figure out that this guy likes to go left. He has all six of their points now. Streeter, bounce pass ahead to Disler, to Graham. Fakes the three. He's got Zeller on him. That's a guy you got to take off the dribble there. Out to Disler, corner, misses that one. Shang with the rebound. See if West can figure out this left hand here. Shang goes right, steps through, misses the shot, gets it back in traffic, misses again, and the loose ball to Graham. Good job by the Warriors just to collapse and stay there on it. To Duncan. Duncan fakes the look there, goes to Jackson, angle three, no good. Streeter with the rebound on the weak side, brings it back out. A minute and a half to go, first quarter. 18-6 Warriors.
Been stuck on 18 for a while.
Yeah, well, with Ward out and Parr out, it hurts the offense a little bit. Streeter starts to drive, kicks to Disler. Disler drives, gets in deep, fouled, go to the line for two. Nice job by the sophomore. Just took his time, picked his way to see what the defense would give him. They gave him a shot.
Yeah, they run that offense. It's called five out, and yep, any one of those five can take a drive to the middle.
Five guys have to be able to handle the ball, though, to do that.
Yes.
Otherwise, somebody will sag off, and it clogs up the passing lanes. Disler at the line buries the first one. 1:17 left to go.
Two new Catlin boys.
Kel Olson in, a 6-foot sophomore, and Foster, Josh Foster, returns. On the floor for the Warriors, it's Graham, Jackson, Disler, who makes the second one. He's got his first two of the game. Warriors up 20-6, along with Streeter and Duncan. And a little confusion by the Warriors there. A little lob, Foster oops it up and in. That's Eli Foster with his first basket. We had too many guys up and not enough guys back on that press break. Duncan with a drive, throws it up and in somehow. He was almost had a jump ball in there. Somebody had their hand on it. He just powered through it, threw in a little floater from about 5 feet on the right baseline. Shang drives. Graham on the help defense. Graham with the block on Foster. He had the help on Shang, turned and got the block on Foster on the jump shot. Streeter to the foul line with 40 seconds. To Eli Jackson. Jackson works left, pulls up, awkward looking shot, and he knocks it down from the elbow. Eli Jackson with his first basket of the game. It's 24-8 Warriors. Shang with it. Shang's going to get tired, though, because they really rely on him to do a lot of ball handling.
He's their offense.
Penetrates, kicks, Gerard for three. He traveled. He took, they won't call the Euro step, but they called a little hop to the side. So that was, they got him on that one. He did the 2-foot hop to one side before the 3-point shot. Duncan with it, gives it to Jackson, feeling it, gives it back to Duncan. Duncan at the Warrior head, crosses over, starts to drive, gets in deep, little floater again, misses this one, pokes it away from Gerard. Disler, his shot blocked by Gerard somehow. Shang with it, 1 second to go, pulls up, Graham challenges the shot, and that's the end of the first quarter with the Warriors up 24-8 after one. This is KLYC McMinnville. We'll be right back.
First Federal was founded in 1922 as a secure, locally owned financial institution for Yamhill County residents. From the beginning, we've come alongside our neighbors, helping them to build savings and borrow money to purchase homes. First Federal offers a wide range of financial services, from checking and savings to IRAs, to a variety of loan products and mobile banking. First Federal, we're here for you.
Hey, for the best in auto body repairs, come see Stairs Auto Body in McMinnville. Stairs works on all types of makes and models, guaranteeing quality and satisfaction every single time. Stairs Auto Body, located behind what was Larson Motors on Highway 99 in McMinnville, a proud supporter of Warrior Athletics. What is it now, Ron?
Lum Motors.
Yeah, still handling GM cars, I think, there.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that's going to take me a little getting used to. It's going to be Larson Motors for most people forever,
well,
as far as a reference point.
Lots and lots of years, probably 70 or 80 years, I think.
Second quarter getting ready to start here from Amity High School, where the Number 3 Warriors lead the number 12 Catlin Gable Eagles by a score of 24-8. Warriors stay with the same lineup that was in there. That's Streeter, Graham, Duncan, Disler, and Jackson. Duncan brings it across half court, swings it to Graham on the left wing. Graham works off of Duncan's screen, back to Duncan. Duncan with Gerard on him, crosses over, hooks it over to Jackson. Jackson, slow down there, Eli. Just relax. He backs up.
Got him. Looked like he could take him.
Gives it to Disler. Disler crosses over, man-to-man defense. Disler gets in deep with the left hand, no good. Tipped up and in. Keenan Graham in traffic. He's got that length. You can't teach that, right? Nope. And he's got good timing and a good nose for the ball. Graham with 8 points in the first half. Foster swings it to Gerard on the right wing. Down low to Foster. The other Foster stolen by Duncan. Duncan slows it up as the Eagles get back to Jackson, to Graham. Graham on the right angle with it. Slow down, Keenan. Too much dribbling, nowhere to go. They go down low to Streeter. Streeter with Shang on him. Goes in the low post to Jackson, works his way down. Hits a cutting Graham right at the rim. Oh, he missed it. Keenan Graham right in front of the rim. Disler with the rebound. He misses the short jumper. Foster with the rebound. Oh, that was a beautiful pass from Jackson to Graham.
And it was probably the easiest shot Graham's had all night.
Except that he was right in front of the rim. Yep. Tried to finger roll it rather than pick a side. And we've got a carry called on Shang. He doesn't like that call. He was exploding to the rim, but he did a little hesitation and rocked that ball. And that's where the ball handling you practice sometimes in the gym by yourself will get called in a game if you're a little sloppy. You've got to be disciplined when you work on that ball handling so that you're not carrying the ball. Shang's still making his case to the official. Official says your hand was behind the ball. You pushed it forward to get started, and that's the carry. Shang doesn't like it. It doesn't matter. You've got to modify your ball handling to fit the way the game is called. Graham, Warriors up 26-8, goes to...
travel.
No, they're going to call a foul on this one. He goes in the high post to Wart. Wart tried to spin on Zeller. And before the travel was forced by Zeller with the block. So fourth team foul on the Eagles, first on Zeller. So Parr and Wart back in along with Graham, Duncan, and Streeter. So starters in there for the Warriors. Graham, nice bounce pass to Parr. Parr steps back, 10-footer, no good. Zeller high for the rebound to Shang. 6.5 to go, first half. Shang across half court, and they got him again for the carry. And this will get in his head a little bit here. And this might, I don't know if Scott said something to the officials or not. He may have not been liking the lack of the call early. And now Coach Malloy getting the information from the official saying he put his hand under the ball and then turning it over to get his start. And it's when he does his hesitation. It's how he sells that hesitation is he's rocking that ball in his hand. Graham hands it to Parr. Out on top to Duncan. Gerard guarding him tight. Works off a Wart screen, back to Wart. Wart at the foul line, starts down, backs it out when he's double-teamed. Looking for the open man, it's Parr. Tyler out on top with it, way out. Backs it up, Foster comes to get him. Parr with a drive, bounce pass to Graham. Graham, he drives, kicks to Wart, steps back. Now works his way down, spins through traffic, lays it up and in, he split the double-team. That double-team was a little soft. They never really committed to it, and he just split it on the spin move. Shang now with the ball. He might be a little more careful about trying to blow past people, huh? Working on Streeter. Crosses over. Steps back. 24-footer short air ball out of bounds.
That's really not his game.
Nope. His game is to drive and either kick. Finish at the rim or kick. Warriors up 28-8 and the ball. Control Shang and you control the game.
I think so.
Without a question. I just double him, make him give it up. Maybe play a box and one on him. Duncan with some fancy ball handling misses the driving layup in traffic, though, trying to do a little too much there. Shang in traffic, works his way down, kicks the ball out. Duncan with a steal. Duncan, 2-on-1 with Graham. Leads the defense, leaves it for Graham. Oh, reverse land, no good. Wart puts it up, no good. Wart gets it back, and he's fouled. Josh Wart hustling down the floor. Keenan Graham had that, and I think that pass must have led him back towards the rim, and he had to try to put it up with a reverse lay-in instead of with the left hand.
He could be getting a little tired. He hasn't been out.
Well, he's never played minutes like this before. He's never been a starter. And you see him. He's pulling on the shorts. But you know what? You're 15 years old. Enjoy it. Wart hits the first one. And he's not asking to come out.
No.
He's a ball player.
He should be in shape.
Second one by Wart. Good also. Josh Wart makes it a 30-8 Warrior lead. Shang walks it up, gets the play call from Coach Malloy on the sideline. Warriors in man-to-man defense. Shang working on Streeter. Streeter up for the challenge. It's a tough one. Give it to Gerard, popping out, swing it to Foster on the left wing. Eli Foster to Josh Foster, not expecting that. Gives it back to Eli. Eli Foster working off a high screen, drives, hangs, fouled, scores. Nice little move by the freshman, Eli Foster, there. He's got four in the game. He got Duncan kind of pinned on his hip a little bit.
We're going to get some guys in foul trouble. Three of them with two.
17 fouls, and that is two on Duncan. 4:49 left to go first half, 30-10 Warriors. Foster at the foul line, no good. Parr muscling through a double team there to get the rebound to Wart. Wart gets down low, almost lost it, gets it out to Streeter. He misses the little floater on the baseline. And ball pulled out of there. Sheng throws it long off the hands, and Graham saves it back to Parr. Parr ahead to Duncan. Duncan pulls up, 21-footer. Good! And they just say, layup. A couple of old school guys here who didn't play with a three-point line in high school doing the radio, and that shot just about kills you. But I'll tell you what, Michael Duncan, if you leave him alone, Zeller gets a putback on his own miss down low. He's got his first basket of the game. If you leave Michael Duncan alone at the three-point line, if he's in rhythm, it's about an 80% shot. There's Streeter, a little floater as they beat the press. Hits a little floater on the baseline. Wes Streeter with four in the game. I mean, I've watched him just shooting around, knock down 12, 15 shots in a row from deep.
Yeah.
I mean, he doesn't have to toe the line to be in a good spot. So it's a different way of coaching.
Oh, my goodness.
It's a nice drive by Sheng as nobody picks him up. He goes all the way down Broadway with the right hand and makes it a 35-14 game with 3.5 to go. It's become a kind of a rat ball game now. There's no question who the better team is, and we're going to have an offensive foul on Wart. That's three. And the officials are going to talk now because Coach Nelson pointing out he got fouled before he made contact with the offensive player. There was a reach-in foul, and we'll see if they reverse the call here. He's coming over to the scorer's table. Nope,
wow.
They're going to say the offensive foul.
He's definitely in charge.
And it was a charge. No. You know, there may have been a foul before that, but, you know, Josh was – he didn't put the brakes on. He got on that drive, and he committed to the drive, and there was nowhere to go.
Got to get him out.
And Eli Jackson going to come back into the game the next day at ball. Scott arguing the call a little too long there. Didn't get Eli to the scorer's table. Josh talking to himself a little bit, a little frustrated. He's got eight in the game. He's played well, especially on the defensive end. He's done a good job of passing out of the high post, too. Sheng working across the top. This official out here not even counting on the 5 second. They go down low to Zeller, and he gets the easy basket as Josh doesn't want to pick up the fourth foul. 35-16 Warriors, up 19. Graham with the drive, hangs, no shot. Foul before the shot, and it'll be Warriors ball out of bounds as the Eagles are not yet in the bonus. They've got 16 fouls. Jackson coming into the game, maybe. There he goes. Gets Wart out. I like how Josh looks like, are you coming for me or not? Can I stay? He knows. He knows. 3:02 left to go, second quarter. Warriors up 35-16 in the ball. Jackson kicks it out to Duncan. Duncan back in the corner to Graham. Looks at the three, off balance, no good. And the ball off the head of Foster, chased down by Sheng. Sheng pushes hard to the half court line, then slows up.
He's going to the hoop. There's
he's going right. Defense collapses. And Graham slid over and then decided to go back to his man and give Sheng the layup. He got to stop the ball. Something might happen if he passes the ball. It's not going to happen if he doesn't. Parr out top for three. Buries it. Tyler Parr with his second three of the game. Warriors back up 20, 38-18.
He's got a lack of enthusiasm on defense.
Who's that?
Amity.
Little guy. Well, they're not committing to stop it. There's a nice steal, though, down low by Jackson. The pass ahead. Streeter battling Sheng off Sheng. Oh, they're going to say it. Nope. He got it right. He started to say it was off Streeter. He just got confused.
Yeah.
Going to be Warrior basketball, Streeter and Sheng in a nice battle there down the court like a wide receiver and a defensive back. They get it into Duncan. Duncan hooks the pass to Parr. Parr wanted that three. Nice closeout by Foster. Parr backs it out. A little dribble drive to the foul line to Jackson. Jackson goes back to the foul line with it to Streeter. Streeter backs it out. Goes down low to Parr. Parr turns with the left hand up. No good.
Oh.
And Graham, hanging in the air forever, saves the ball out to Streeter. Streeter to Duncan. Duncan, 17-footer, buries it. Michael Duncan off the dribble, pulls up and drills the deep two. Keenan Graham, that was all him.
All him.
He went up to tip it, ended up on the floor, somehow with the ball in his hands, kicked it out to Streeter. Shang with a drive, blocked by Parr, out of bounds. That's not good help defense, though. Because that's going to be a foul half the time. You got to get over and stop his drive. They're letting Shang get in way too deep on that dribble drive. I'd make him beat you from the three-point line.
Yeah.
He hasn't shown that yet.
No.
There's a bad pass inbounds off Shang's hand and out of bounds. Poor pass by Foster.
He can go left and right. You can't just say make him go left because he can go both ways. But he hasn't shown any propensity to make a good outside shot.
No, in fact, he'll force the deep shot.
Yeah, I just back way off.
Make him make two in a row, then worry about it. Bad decision by Duncan. Throws it away as they try to double him. They drop off real quick. There's a lob to Foster off the backboard. Eli Foster ends up with it, and there's a steal by Graham. Can't come back with it. Eli Foster with the loose ball out to Josh Foster. Foster hands to Shang out on top. Shang works off a little screen. Parr out on him. They cut him off with some help. Give it to Foster. He travels. They're not real fundamentally sound on their ball handling.
Why wouldn't you play just a good hustling zone and totally take that middle away from him?
I think that's what you need to go to here.
Mm-hmm.
You could even play a box and one on
something.
He's
a driver, and that's.
Yep. Then your help defense is always there. They can't take you out of it. Warriors ball, 54 seconds to go. Graham starts to drive, puts the brakes on, crosses over. He's going to get a 5-second call if he doesn't hurry up and get rid of it. He does to Streeter. Streeter dribbles left. Shang with the steal. Takes it in. Streeter strips it. Oh, and they call the foul. Wes Streeter with a fantastic. That official did not run the floor and get himself in a position to make the call. And he bails out. Absolutely horrible call. The official was not in a position to make the play.
He actually checked the ball and went off Shang's leg.
That's absolutely terrible call. That is, the offensive player made a good move. I'm going to give him either the basket or the foul. And Streeter made a better play and gets punished by the official. Second foul on Streeter.
Shang really done a good job with his temper, though.
Playing under control.
This season as compared to last year. Yeah.
He's just under control. He's more mature.
Yeah. Yep.
You know, he knows who he is as an athlete, too. He knows who he is out on the basketball court. You know, he knows what he is and what he isn't. Shang makes a couple. 40-20 Warriors up. Jackson, top of the key, hands to Duncan. He thought about that 28-footer.
He's still looking for it.
If Gerard hadn't come to him, he would have taken it. Streeter with it. He will not take the 25-footer. Drives. Gets pushed from behind. No call. Absolutely just shoved by Shang. Streeter's sitting on the floor laughing. Like, are you kidding me? He just took a one-hand shove from Shang in the back. Neither official saw it. However, you should have noticed Streeter all of a sudden off balance. They go in the corner to Duncan. Duncan drives baseline, bounce pass to Graham. Graham back out. Jackson, 22-footer. No good. Ball hangs on the rim, tipped. Parr comes down with it. Takes a dribble, kicks it out.
There it is.
Duncan for three. Oh, halfway down, wouldn't stay, and Parr is going to get the loose ball foul. That's his third. Coming over the back of Foster. That'll get Dissler into the game for Parr. See, Tyler knows. Tyler just walks to the bench when he knows he's coming out. Josh tries to stay in a little longer. That's the sophomore versus the senior. You know, the senior knows I'm coming out no matter what. 6.5 seconds to go. They put Josh Foster on the line to shoot two.
Because it's our 10th foul.
So I don't think Streeter and Graham haven't been out of the game yet. Neither has Duncan.
No.
The foul trouble has caused other guys to get breaks that you don't necessarily want them to have. Foster hits the first. He'll have one more. 6.5 seconds. This is Michael Duncan pinned down pop-out time. Watch this. Second one good for Foster. Duncan popping out. Gets the ball. Need a little screen. Checks the clock. And they get in for a carry. Get in for a carry. I don't know why he looked back at this clock. He must not have been able to see that one through the backboard or something. And Duncan, who has a little bit of a hearing impairment.
He doesn't know he carried the
ball. Yeah, he doesn't know what the call was, but there's only 0.2 seconds left. His timing was going to be good to get the shot off. They lob it. Duncan with the steal. That is the end of the first half. Warriors were up 24-8 after one. They're up 40-22, headed into halftime. This is Amity Warrior Basketball on KLYC. McMinn will be back in a couple of minutes. Welcome back, Warrior fans. About 6.5 minutes to go here before the start of the third quarter. Give you some scoring totals there in the first half. Warriors were led very balanced attack tonight so far. Michael Duncan with 10, 8 each for Graham and Wart. Keenan Graham played, and Michael Duncan, West Streeter played all 16 minutes of that first half, Ron.
Yeah. Good minutes for Graham.
I don't know where your mic is here. Pick it up there a little bit.
Good minutes for Graham. Oh,
Keenan, we'll talk more about him in a minute. Tyler Parr with 6 on a pair of three-pointers, 4 for West Streeter, 2 each for Eli Jackson and Landon Distler off the bench. Shang leading the way with 12 for the Eagles, and all of that damage done about 2 feet from the basket or at the foul line. Eli Foster with 4, Jonah Zeller with 4, and Josh Foster with a pair of free throws. Warriors were up 16 after 1. They're up by 18 as we head to the third quarter. And let's talk about Keenan Graham, because right now I'd make him my player of the game, you know, if we were giving out that award at halftime. First start of his high school career in varsity ball. With Brian Hatch out, maybe for the full season, we'll see. But Keenan Graham, very active on the offensive glass, active on the defensive end, distributing the ball well, keeping balls alive, making great passes, just doing a lot of, you know, he's just stuffing the whole stat sheet. He's got 8 points, but he's got 1 3. He's 1 out of 2 from the foul line. He's got a pair of shots in the lane that he's put back up and in on offensive rebounds. Really just, he's the glue guy this game.
I thought he got a little tired the last 3 or 4 minutes of the second quarter, but he hadn't been out, so.
Yeah, you know, and that's the problem is the rotation got really messed up with Wart and Parr both picking up 3 fouls in the first half, picking up 2 early, both of them going to the bench in the first quarter. That meant those 3 guards had to play a lot more minutes because you couldn't rotate them out as much. He's, you know, we're about as deep as I think he wants to go on that bench without Hatch here. You're 1 short on that bench. So Eli Jackson playing more minutes with the big guys getting foul trouble. Quite honestly, the next guy, and this guy has really impressed me
in
JV, is Isaac Watcherson. Mm-hmm. Would not surprise me at all if we saw him, if the foul troubles continue, if we see some Watcherson time out there. He's a solid 6'3". He's got long arms. He's got a nice shooting touch. And we watch him play JV ball. He's starting to play with that attitude like, I'm better than everybody else out here, and I'll show you.
He's got some nice moves, and he shoots the ball well.
Shooting the ball with confidence.
Yeah.
He knows what shots are his, and he's willing to take them and knock them down. And so it'd be nice to see him get some time tonight.
Him and Wart and Graham and the Hatch boys have been playing together for the last 4 or 5 years.
Yeah, long time. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and as you look forward, not that this season's anywhere near over, the Warriors have a good chance of making it to Coos Bay this year if they stay healthy. But when you look going forward, you know, you've got Josh Wart coming back next year. You got Keenan Graham coming back, Landon Distler. So that's your core. You throw Watcherson into that and Logan Grove as a point guard who I think can step up and pull in there. And I might be missing somebody. But I think that's kind of your core. And then there's some other guys coming up at Watcherson.
The Hatch boys can shoot.
Wouldn't surprise me if Watcherson stepped in and became, you know, took over Tyler Parr's role next year. Spot up 3-point, give you some good length on defense. Yeah, both of the Hatch boys, real good athletes, quick. And I don't know what kind of shooters they are. I haven't watched enough JV ball this year to kind of prognosticate on that.
Well, they haven't seen a long shot they don't like.
That's the way it is anymore, right?
I can tell you that. It's like Hannah. Hannah decides she's going to shoot, man. She's on, she's not. Like tonight, she just was, seemed like she was not really with it offensively or defensively for us. But the rest of people picked it up.
Well, this Warrior team has 5 seniors on the varsity roster, and there are, I'm not sure how many will play, but there's going to be approximately 22 eighth graders playing basketball this year for Amity Middle School, which means that JV2 and JV squad are going to have a ton of kids on them, which means, you know, we don't like to do cuts here, but at some point you have to kind of say, I can only carry this many kids.
Yeah.
And if you're a junior or a sophomore and you're not progressing, you know, you can't get off JV2, you know, coming off your sophomore year, it might be kind of tough. So those are decisions Coach Nelson will have to make. Those are good, tough decisions to have, but they're good decisions to have to make when you've got that many kids coming out for basketball. And so sometimes you just get those big classes that come through. Now, I don't think 22 of those eighth graders will be freshman basketball players. Some of them won't play basketball in high school, but it wouldn't surprise me you got 16 of them that decide they want to play ball. And so
it's a good group of eighth graders coming just in all their sports.
They are.
Football and football and basketball.
Even baseball, too. Yeah. There's some good baseball players in there. There's good track athletes. Football is their best sport as a group. But I think basketball, they're going to be pretty good, too. Mm-hmm. They've got, again, all the positions covered, you know, both in football and basketball. They've got size. They've got speed. They've got outside shooting. They got guys who are willing to just go do the dirty work. And so it'll be a fun group to watch. But 2 years from now, that group will be making an impact on the varsity roster when this group of sophomores or seniors. It'll be interesting to see. That could be a really special year for this team.
Well, the classes before them and after them are not very strong.
Our junior class, you know, you look at that, and we have a varsity roster with all of one junior on it, right?
Right.
Jacob Bernards. Well, yeah, that's it. You know, so that really hurts you. When your varsity roster is seniors and sophomores, you'd like to have that balance every year, four or five kids on the roster from each class, but not all the way it lines up in small schools. But the sophomore class is a very athletic class, and that eighth grade class coming in, so it should be a nice run of sports here the next couple of years for these boys in all sports. All right, we're about ready to go here second half. See if the Warriors make some adjustments to guarding Jet Chiang, the point guard, who has caused numerous problems for the Warriors' perimeter defense. Starters out there for the Warriors, two of them with three fouls, Josh Wharton and Tyler Parr. Streeter has two. I think Graham and Duncan are okay.
First couple of minutes of this, three or four minutes of this third quarter will determine, I think. They can stay out of foul trouble.
Just kind of put the game away.
Figure out
should
how
be
to
up
stop
25 or 30 pretty quick if they do.
Stop the driver.
Chiang with it. Warriors in man-to-man defense. Chiang out on top to, forget my guys here, Gerard. Gerard, Parr on him. Works off a screen. Drives. Blocked by Josh Ward out of bounds. And I love how Josh will almost always just softly block the ball so that there's a chance, you know, to make another play on it. He doesn't just swat the ball out of bounds. That keeps him out of some of that foul trouble, too. Officials will give the benefit of the doubt to that offensive player a lot of times. There's a tip ball stolen away by Graham. Graham in the open floor puts the brakes on, gives it up to Duncan. Duncan right corner with it. Now to Ward on the right angle. Back to Duncan. Oh, threw it out of bounds. I'm not sure who Josh was throwing that out, but somebody on the bench took it off the head, I think. I think that was Isaac Watcherson down there. He's kind of laughing and shaking his head. That ball was flying. And that's not where Michael Duncan was. Chiang with it. Brings it across half court. Gets a screen from Foster. Graham hand checks him. Can't do that. It's a hold. You get up. You don't want to get up that close on him. He's trying to hedge off that screen, but you're too close for how quick he is.
It's 30 feet from the hoop. He's not going to shoot. I'll just back way off him.
Yep. We haven't figured that out yet. Gerard to inbound. Warriors still in man-to-man defense. Pretty much pressure defense extending on everybody.
He's going
Chiang with
hoop.
The drive. And we're going to get a block on Streeter. I think that's probably the right call. It looked like Streeter got there a little late to me.
Yep.
And the fans, I think, kind of felt that way, too, because really nobody got too upset about it. Like two or three voices in the whole gym that didn't like the call. But Streeter with his third foul. He was trying to get over there. It was the right idea. He just didn't get there quite quick enough. So Jackson going to come in. That's going to get Streeter out with three. And you got three starters now with three fouls. They're wiping up a little bit of moisture on the floor. A few drops there where Streeter hit the ground. And that'll put Chiang on the line to shoot two. Pretty sparse crowd on hand tonight for a varsity game. Vacation will do that to you. Chiang hits the first one.
It's still nice to have those extra bleachers on the end.
It is. It spreads it out. We would be a full house if we didn't have those.
Yep.
One more for Chiang, and he hits a pair. So he's got 14 in the game now. The Warriors up 40-24. Graham working on Chiang. That should be a foul right there. Chiang putting his hands on him. Same thing Graham did to him. They don't call that. Duncan in the corner. Wart fakes the three, starts to drive out to Duncan, takes the 23-footer. Good! Michael Duncan is the shooter, and he's got 13 in the game. And Coach Malloy surely had that conversation with his boys about who you come off of if you're going to double, if you're going to help. You don't leave the guy that can make the three-pointer. There's
hole.
Graham again.
Stuck his arm out.
Putting a hand out. And that's flagrant. You know, he's putting that hand out there, and, you know. And that's what Coach Nelson says. That's an easy call, Keenan. You're going to get called for that every single time.
I guess I don't have a problem about going underneath that screen out that far out.
Exactly. Zhang drives, jumps into Jackson, and misses a shot. Foster with it, blocked by Graham out of bounds. Keenan Graham always around the ball.
Got good hops. I'm sure he can dunk.
6'2", long, grown like a weed the last couple of years. Girard out on top to Zhang. Zhang, mid-post to Foster, turns, shoots on Wart, misses. Wart high for the rebound, loses it. Girard fouls him.
Uh-oh. Yeah.
Nice job by Wart.
It's almost like it could have gone either way. He was
except that Wart had both hands on the ball as he was coming down, so I think he was okay. If he had flung one of those hands out, he might have got the call. They go man-to-man, full-court pressure here. Duncan takes it in, gets past Girard. Duncan's a pretty good ball handler, especially in the open floor, out in the corner to Wart. Wart drives, dishes to Graham, out on top to Jackson. Now down low to Wart, mid-post with it, out in the corner. Duncan for three.
No good.
Oh. Now he got it. He got the roll.
That's a nice rim.
That is a great shooter's rim.
That
ball had no business going in.
That rim on this on our home end is just a lot softer than the other rim.
And I know you guys have fiddled with it. You and Reg and Derek have fiddled with it and tried to adjust it. Zhang with the drive, leaves a left hand short. Good defense that time by Graham. Parr ahead to Duncan, bounce pass to Jackson. Lays it up and in! What a pass from Michael Duncan. 28 feet from the basket on the left angle. Makes a one-hand bounce pass to a cutting Jackson down the right side for the easy lay-in. Zhang with the drive, gets in deep all the way to the basket, misses the lay-in. He thought he was going to get some contact, I think. Wart with the rebound in the open floor. Put the brakes on. Josh works his way down with a left hand, lays it up and in. Nice under-control move for Josh Wart. He avoided the contact with Zeller, moved to his left a little bit, and then laid it up off the glass. Very slick for a 6'5 kid handling the ball in the open floor. They go down low to Zeller. Wart straight up. Zeller turns, puts it up off the glass and in. He's only got 6 points in the game. Jackson with it, breaks the pressure. Warriors up 50-24. Drive, Graham misses, got it rejected by Zeller in there. And Foster just backing up.
Trying to get that fourth foul.
Yeah, trying to get that foul. It's kind of slick. Zhang with the drive, hangs, lays it up and in. 16 in the game for Zhang. Warriors up 22.
All lay-ins.
Yeah.
And foul shot.
Jackson breaks the pressure to Graham. Graham looks at the three from the left angle. Good! Keenan Graham having the game of his life. He's got 11 and has played fantastic at both ends of the floor overall. 53-28 Warriors, 4:30 to go, third quarter. Zhang works off a high screen, and they're going to get a foul on Zeller this time. Nice job by Duncan to fight through that. Mm-hmm. Zeller shifted a little bit, or at least it looked like he did.
Oh, this is an interesting sub.
So I don't have this kid in there. I guess he's Jeremy Traw. I don't know. He's number two. I don't have a two on the roster. I do have a kid with no number.
I think.
But that kid does not look like a senior to me.
I think they got a problem here. They don't have him in the book.
And so, well, he's not on their roster, so I don't know if he's in the book or not. And Gina's shaking her head, so that's going to be
if she
a technical. She's the home book. You have to make sure that's the right group, the right people in the book. So they're checking right now. He's in the visitor's book, I think. The official's now checking. There's no number two on the roster, and that's going to be a problem for him because that's what he's going to look at right now is that roster, and there's no number two on it. There's a kid up there, but he's not number two. He's nothing. So I think this should be a technical foul. They don't have him in the home book. They don't have him on the roster. So a mistake by Coach Malloy there. So it's going to be a technical foul against the bench. And it's a team foul. So a technical and a team foul.
But I don't think.
Coach Malloy not real happy.
Well, Gina, it's not her fault.
No, well, the home book is the home book. And if you need to check that if you're the visiting book.
Yes.
And Coach Malloy trying to get an answer from his scorekeeper here. So Duncan, did he just hit that first one?
Yeah.
Hits them both. Well, he's a good free throw shooter. He has such a nice stroke from the foul line, from the three-point line. So the official trying to give an explanation here to Malloy. I'm trying to listen a little bit to what's going on.
Well, Gina copied the lineup into the scorebook from their official. What they account their official lineup. She didn't cross-check it with what was in their book.
Coach Malloy, now he's walking away. He's pretty frustrated here with this and letting his assistant coach do the talking.
Well, they put the rights in their book. They have number two, but Gina's right. Just copying it off the
roster.
Oh.
Well, and that's, you know.
You got to check the scoreboard.
Right. As the official, though, does he only look at the home book or does he look at both books?
He looks at the home book, but I'm saying she needs
right.
to
she needs to make sure she takes it off of their book. Well, that's where you should take your lineup off of.
Yeah, not from the.
Graham in the mid-post turns, shoots, misses the mid-range jumper, and Foster with the rebound. So it's not a game that's going to matter.
No.
It's not a league game. It's not a play that's going to matter. And that got Shang out of the game. So we'll just call him number two. Foster with a nice move down low. That's Josh Foster, and he gets the basket. Graham ahead to Wart. Wart on the right angle with it. Pulls Zeller out. Takes the three, blocked by Zeller. He just blocked Josh's three-point shot. Closed on him. And Josh smiled a little bit about that one. Number two kicks it out to Foster for three and hits it. And it's funny. Shang goes out of the game, and they're sharing the ball, and other guys are making shots all of a sudden. 55-33, Warriors up 22. And that whole technical foul thing kind of broke the whole momentum of the game at that point. So the Warriors need to get their energy back here. Zone defense now. No, man-to-man. I don't know if they're playing man-to-man or zone. I can't tell you. Man-to-man. Jackson with the drive. Gets in too deep. Kicks it back out. Wart fakes the three. Drives. Hangs. No call.
He tried to avoid the offensive foul.
He did, and lost the ball out of bounds.
Bad shot.
3:19 left to go third quarter. Josh Little out of sync there. That's where you just got to pull up and take the little 10-footer once you get past Zeller. Clock running here in the third quarter. Number two kicks it to Gerard. Gerard drives, baseline, cross court. Three-point attempt, no good. Wart with a nice rebound. Foster missed the three. Wart pushes it hard up the left side. Cross court pass to Duncan, a little wide. Josh is not a bad passer, but, you know, that's a long, hard pass to make. It's about a 35-foot pass, and he had some smoke on that. Doesn't give Duncan much time to adjust. Duncan ran out of room on the baseline trying to catch it. Number two works off a high screen, hooks it down low to Foster. Foster fading away from Josh, and it'll be a jump ball because it got wedgied up there.
It's our ball.
So Josh told me before the game that the Bauer kid, 6'7 kid, broke his arm on a dunk.
From
Santiam Christian.
Yeah.
And got a concussion, apparently fell, hit his head on the floor, had some seizures, pretty messed up. But apparently broke his arm, Josh told me. So too bad for Santiam Christian. And that should be a reach-in foul on Gerard. My goodness. How do you not call that a reach-in? He's on the near arm coming across Duncan's body and hitting him with his shoulder. That is, boy, they're letting a lot go on that reach-in. Warriors ball right side of the base, right side of the key on the baseline. Jackson takes it. On the baseline, goes down low to Graham. Graham is going to be held by number two. They've got a mismatch down. The number two is about 5'5". They got Graham trying to post him up down low, and he grabs Graham from behind. Warriors basketball on the baseline. 55-33 still, 2.5 minutes to go here in the third quarter. This game has lost all rhythm. Josh out top with it. Wart, bounce pass down low to Graham.
Nice.
Turns, misses the jumper. Had it down there. There's no challenge on the shot, just left it a little hard. Number two with it.
They really didn't take advantage of him because he's a foot shorter than Denver.
Drives right, gets in deep, off balance, draws the foul on Graham. So they've been more efficient offensively without Shang in the game because it's not quite so obvious who's going to be attacking the basket all the time. Number two to the line. Again, we don't have him.
Cicely's on a mission. She's
going to give us a name.
Yeah.
That'd be great. He hits the first one, though.
He's got some skills.
Hey, he's just undersized.
Yeah.
Skinny little kid. About 5'5", maybe.
He's considerably more unselfish than
Shang,
yeah.
Second one. Hits up. Misses that one. Wart with a nice rebound. Snatches it out of there. One out of two. Warriors up 21. Jackson to Dissler in the game. Kicks it left side. Par. That's a deep three. In and out. Wart tips it once. And Duncan chases it down. Duncan drives left. Bounce
nice pass
to Wart. Goes up with the left hand and misses.
He had a lay-in.
He did. He didn't want to get blocked by Zeller there. Number two, who is Grant Underwood. There we have a name for him now. Underwood drives. Gets in deep. Jackson tips it. ends up in the hands of Foster, drives, misses. Jackson had it. Disler with the rebound, finally tracks it down ahead to Duncan. Pull up, three-pointer, leaves that one short. Parr with the long rebound. He's at the foul line, gives it to Jackson down in the corner. Wart fakes the three, kicks it to Duncan on the other baseline. He drives, leaves it for Disler, loses it. Warriors trying to penetrate and kick, end up turning it over to Underwood. 1:17 left to go, third quarter. Warriors up 55-34. Foster with it. Eli Foster comes off the Zeller screen, pulls up, elbow jumper, buries it. Good-looking little freshman there. He's got 9 in the game. Minute to go, third quarter. Duncan, down low to Wart. Wart, mid-range on the baseline with it. Cross-court to Parr. Parr drives baseline. Floater, knocks it down. Zeller was coming to challenge, and Parr shot the ball before Zeller could get there. Nice job by Tyler Parr. 57-36 Warriors. There's a steal by Duncan.
Nice
just
play.
Dove in on Underwood, took it away, takes it in with the right hand, lays it up and in. Michael Duncan doing it at both ends of the floor there. He read that move by Underwood and just zipped in there, and Underwood didn't have the ball anymore. Underwood with it, 24 seconds to go, third quarter. Zeller drives, puts it on the ground, lays it up high, no good. Jackson with the rebound, ahead to Parr. Good defense by Wart, not to foul. Jackson, 10 seconds.
Who's going to get it?
Down to Wart.
Should be
Duncan. It's going to be Wart. Yep, and knock it away and out of bounds. Warrior basketball, 5.2 seconds left. Sub coming in, it is our man Wes Streeter comes in for Eli Jackson. Jackson's given him some pretty good minutes tonight. Hasn't turned the ball over much. Given him some rebounds. Made a shot. Done some good things for him. He's got 4 points. Duncan in the corner. Penetrates. Leaves it for Wart. Lays it up and in. What a great pass by Michael Duncan. Josh Wart waited for Zeller to leave him and then just created a passing angle. And a nice dump-off bounce pass by Michael Duncan.
Very unselfish.
When Zeller came to him.
Unselfish.
All right, we're going to take a quick break here. We are after 3, 61-36 Warriors on KLYC McMinnville.
If you're looking for a real estate agent in Yamhill County buying or selling, I highly recommend you check out Arlen Pounds of Sundance Realty. Call him at 883-3333. Wife and I are looking for a home, and he's been awesome to work with. Arlen Pounds, Sundance Realty, 883-3333. I highly recommend him.
Are you looking to buy or sell a home or some other real estate? Call local realtor Becky Mather with eXp Realty, LLC, and the Welcome Home Team. Let Becky help you make a real estate touchdown. 971-241-2997. That's Becky Mather at 971-241-2997. And for the best in auto body repairs, come see Stairs Auto Body. Curtis Stairs works on all types of makes and models, guaranteeing quality and satisfaction every single time. Stairs Auto Body, located behind what used to be Larson Motors on Highway 99 in McMinnville, a proud supporter of Warrior Athletics for decades. Curtis is a great guy. I've had him do some work on my vehicles. Always does a good job. Always has a good story or two. Curtis, what year did he graduate? Probably early 70s?
He's like an
mid-70s?
In-law. He's in right in the John M. Law, that, yeah, it's probably 70, 71.
Come on in there. Great guy. Appreciate he and Becky supporting Warrior Athletics this year. Shang back in the game, top of the key, three-point, fakes it, drives, hands off to Zeller, probably in the key way too long, misses the short hook. Parr with the rebound, outlets to Streeter. Streeter fakes a couple passes, comes down the right side. He's got Zeller in there. Yeah, he's got Zeller back there, trying not to drive on him. Gives it to Parr. They want to run the offense a little bit here, I think, too. Streeter starts to drive on Shang, backs out. Doesn't have the ball handling skills. He's got the quickness. He has the ball handling skills to use his quickness. Disler for three, buries it. Landon Disler with 5 points, hits the three-pointer. And that was a nice play by Wes Streeter. And our student section that's here giving Foster a little cheer there as he jumps up and pulls the net back down as it got swished up on the side. Shang with it. 7 minutes to go here in this one. Goes down low to Zeller, turns on the baseline, and hits
nice.
The little fadeaway. Why haven't they gone to that all game? Mm. 8 points, hits a little 10-footer on the baseline, and Josh can't challenge that shot. The kid's 6'8", shot that ball nice and high. Looked like Rasheed Wallace down there. Duncan, hands to Wart. Wart, top of the key. Drives on Zeller, gets down low, kicks out to Disler in the corner. Disler Drives, loses it. Foster with a steal. Shovels it off to his brother, Eli Foster, who's clearly the better Foster athlete. He's just a freshman, 6'4". And Zeller's just saw, there's a steal by Duncan. He read that one-handed pass and tracked the ball. There's a great pass to Streeter in the corner, out to Distler, to Parr. They hand it. Duncan ends up with it. All five guys touch it. Leaves it underneath for Streeter. He lays it up in hand. What a pass by Michael Duncan. He hung. You thought he was going to shoot it off the glass. And at the last second, he just flicks it to Streeter, who's all by himself on the left side of the lane. Shang out top, dribbles it off his foot, gets it back. Distler has the fun of trying to guard him. Shang works off the screen, gets down low. Little help defense is late, but it works. He misses. Streeter ahead to Duncan. Duncan traveled.
Double dribble.
And they didn't catch him. He throws it up and in. Did you see the look on his face? He grimaced because he knew he traveled. He was waiting for the whistle and realized he didn't get it, so he shot the ball, made the little 10-foot jump hook. And Duncan laughing. Coach Malloy talking to the official. It's like even he knew he traveled. So, but heads up play by Duncan to go ahead and shoot the ball.
It's a little bit tough to take that seriously when they're down by 30.
Yeah, and he did. Malloy didn't get to him. It was a horrible call. Right in front of the official. I don't know. You know, somebody should be looking at the guy handling the ball, right? Yeah. And it's one thing to get away with a foul or something away from the ball. It's another thing when it's the guy handling the ball. And he even knew he traveled. He was about to hand the ball to the official and realized there was no whistle. 68-38 Warriors, 5:45 to go in this one. I got a pretty – they're still chuckling about it as they come out of the huddle. Boy, Duncan's had himself a good game. He had 10 in the first half. He's got 12 in this half. So 22 in the game for Michael Duncan. Had a career-high 31 earlier in the season. I'm trying to remember who that was against. I think it was Faith Bible he had 31 against. But he's had another really nice game, and he shares the ball well also. Shing drives, gets in deep. Streeter comes across and hammers him.
Yeah.
That might be – that little payback for the shove in the back earlier. I don't think Streeter minded the hard foul. Shang shaking it off a little bit as he heads to the foul line. That's four on Streeter, which is inconsequential given that it's a 30-point game with 5.5 to go. Shang to the line.
His next 5 minutes will be
long.
Testosterone on the loose.
Well, it won't be as bad as the Rainier game, at least. We were up 20-something in that, or about 20, something like that.
Yeah.
And the officials started letting Rainier play football out there, and that got really ugly. Shang makes a pair. Warriors up 68-40. Parr gives it up to Distler. High post to Wart. Steps back, lobs down low, now to Parr. Parr turns, baseline jumper short, and Gerard with the rebound. Duncan harassing him. He gets it out to Shang. Shang works up the left side with it. Streeter picks him up, goes down low to Zeller.
Big guy.
Turns, lays it in. Why was Shang not dumping that into him all game long?
Boy.
He's not bad.
No, he's smooth.
And, you know, and especially once you had some fouls on Wart.
Oh.
And Zeller at the other end blocks Distler out of bounds. And that's where Distler needs to understand that you got to see Zeller leaving Wart and coming over to you. That's where you got to dump that little bounce pass back to Wart. You know he's coming. Streeter gets it in to Wart, poked away by Gerard and out of bounds. Under 5 minutes to go now in this one. They don't have that many guys on the bench, so they can't go too much deeper. They've already played all eight guys. Parr right in front of the rim, turns with the left hand, lays it up and in on the inbound. He got Foster down deep. Tyler Parr is a man among boys down there physically against most of these guys. They go to Zeller, turns with the left hand,
wow,
puts it back on the right hand, banks it up and in. He's got 12. He had four at halftime.
Yeah.
And they finally start giving him the ball.
He'll get points because Josh is...
He's not going to pick up that fourth foul.
No.
Not right now. Wart tries to drive, loses it. Shang with it. Drives in deep with the left hand, lays it up. No good. Gerard with the rebound in traffic. Gives it back. Ball's loose. Shang ends up with it. Puts it up off balance. He is fouled. That was a good effort by him to even get that ball up on the rim.
Yeah.
4:23 left to go. 70-44 Warriors. And the Zeller kid, I just feed him every time down. And Wart's not really bodying him much. I think Josh could push him out further if he wasn't worried about fouls. Shang leaves the first one short. He had hit six in a row from the foul line. He's now 8-for-11 from the foul line tonight, I believe. One more for Shang. Buries that one. Warriors up 25. Wart brings it across half court. He's got Zeller backing up. Takes it right at him. Lays it up and in with the left hand. That was a power move right into Zeller's chest. Moves it over to the left hand and just flicks it down. It's not a dunk, but he just kind of flicks it in. At the other end, Jet Shang pulls up and hits a three.
A long one.
Yeah. First one we've seen out of him this game. Duncan dribbles out to the right corner. His lazy pass tipped. He gets it back. Ball on his hip. Gives it up to Dissler. Dissler drives on Foster. Now he leaves the bounce pass to Wart. Wart hammered. No call. Gets it back. Puts it up again, and he's blocked again, and it's out of bounds. Warrior basketball. Zeller's long.
Yeah.
I thought he got fouled on that first one, but Wart playing through it. That's a, you know, you just can't overvalue how important it is to play in some of these games where things don't always go your way.
Josh has played against some good-looking sophomores.
They lob right at Josh, and that time he picks up the foul on Zeller. Nice job.
Yeah.
Dissler left that lob a little short, and Wart made a nice adjustment in the air to grab the ball, flick it up at the rim, and get Zeller out of position.
These non-league games against these bigger guys will give him some confidence against...
Well, the Columbia Christian guy was a stud.
Yeah, and he's a sophomore. And this kid here is a sophomore.
Yeah, Josh was telling me, he's like, man, there's some good sophomore big men in the state.
Yeah.
Robbie Sharp getting ready to come in the game.
Oh,
Wart
my.
Misses two. Dissler with a rebound. Kicks it back out, and Duncan gets it.
It hit the rim.
I think it hit the side of the rim.
Oh.
I think it nicked it a little bit, it looked like it. But Wart missing a couple badly there. Duncan with it. Dribble drive. Gets in deep. Flips it to Dissler. Dissler drives through a double team. That's a mistake. Shang ends up with it.
Uh-oh.
And a reach in on Josh. Well, he's slick with the ball. No doubt about it, what he's worked on in his game. It's a good-looking little point guard, a junior. Needs to do more of dumping the ball into Zeller the next year and a half. Sharp into the game. I see Anna with her phone out taking a picture of Robbie going in the game. So, you know, it's a big deal down there. Robbie, not a basketball player. He knows it, but he's a teammate.
Yes.
And he's a loyal teammate. Missed free throw by Shang. Rebound by Wart. Wart in the open floor. He's going to pick up five. He's going to do it in style. Gives it up to Duncan. Duncan spins, gets in deep, loses it. Shang and Duncan and a jump ball. I love Duncan's attitude.
Yeah.
I mean, he is in there fighting in a 24-point game. He's fighting for a loose ball on the floor. It'll be a jump ball, and Scott wants a timeout here.
He needs to unload some people here. He's up.
Yep, it's about time to get Logan Grove into the game and Jacob 30, Bernards.
34 points up.
24. You got to work on your
24,
math.
24, but still.
The old PE teacher with your math skills show off there.
Hey, come on.
3:12 left to go in this one. Just a 30-second timeout there for Scott. 72-48. As Ron said, 24 points.
Unload the bench.
And I think it's coming here pretty quick. I think he wants to see maybe one good possession here. Duncan, Streeter, Parr, Wart, and my mind just went totally blank. Sharp on the floor. They go into Wart to Parr. Back down in the corner to Duncan. Off Gerard's foot and out of bounds, but maybe it was his hand or his knee. I don't know. No call on that, but Warrior ball out of bounds. Parr will inbound, far sideline. Gives it to Wart. Josh faces up. Tries to go to Sharp. They double-team him, knock it away. Sheng pulls up, misses, loose ball. Gerard puts it up, leaves it short. Wart ends up coming out of there with a rebound. Sheng on the floor. Nice job by Josh Wart to battle. They get it ahead to Streeter. Streeter, they want to get the ball to Sharp. Streeter crosses over on Sheng, goes baseline, bounce pass, tries to get to Sharp, stolen by Gerard again. Throws it off of Sharp, though. And Duncan ends up with it. They're trying hard with the five that are out there to get the ball to Robbie Sharp. But you might have to settle for a jump shot instead of trying to post him. 2:27 left to go. Blocking foul called against Catlin Gable. Foul is on Gerard. He leaves the game with a couple of fouls. Grant back in. And Bernard's coming in. Bernard's... We'll get Wart, I think. Nope, gets Parr. And Streeter will go inbound the ball. So Streeter, Wart, Sharp, Bernards. It's the big lineup. And Duncan out there. It's the guys that can hit you. Picks a pass. Streeter with it, working on Sheng. drives, and going to get a foul on Scharf with a moving screen as he put a hip into Shang.
Shang's out.
So Shang out and Underwood back in. He's a good ball player. If he'd just be more patient, trust his teammates a little bit more, not try to do too much, but boy, he's got a skill set you don't see a lot at the 3A level in terms of his ability to handle the ball, cause some problems for your defense. I don't know who that is, 30, that's Olsen with the ball. Gives it to Grant. Grant drives his shot, or his pass to Zeller. The ball tipped out of bounds by Wart as Foster tried to shovel it to Zeller. 2:01 left to go, fourth quarter. They go with a high stack. Grant looking to get it in. Lob it to Zeller. Zeller powers through the foul. He'll shoot two. Coach Malloy, not real thrilled with the scoreboard or with the officiating tonight, but I don't think the two are connected at all.
No.
Zeller at the line misses the foul shot.
He had better touch than I thought. That was just a bad free throw.
He likes that elbow jumper. I know that. There second one, perfect.
That was better.
Yeah, I think he can shoot the free throws. I watched him warm up. Josh and I were talking about him, watching him, and he can knock down that elbow jumper a lot. They just don't use it, and I don't know why. Because pretty hard to get a hand up on him. Streeter gives it to Scharf. Scharf back and down. Turns. Cross-court pass to Bernards. Back out. Duncan for three. Short. Ball loose. Bernards has it. Powers through. And he's fouled. Jacob Bernards will go to the line, and the student section goes crazy. Bernards is a bull in a china shop out there. He got that loose ball, and he had one thing on his mind, and that's take it to the rim from about 10 feet away. Powered through some arms and got himself to the line. Makes the free throw. Watcherson in. Wart out. And we're going to get George Hatch and young Mr. Grove, Logan Grove, into the game. One more for Bernard's coming. Minute 39 to go in this one. And buries a pair. He's not an uncoordinated athlete.
No, he's not.
He's just not super quick for basketball. But he's a good kid, works hard, and this will only help him as an offensive tackle next year playing out here. They trap on the sideline, get it back out to Underwood. Underwood to Olsen. Olsen dumps it to Zeller. Back out to Olsen for three. Good.
They did have some shooters.
Well, I watched him warming up, and he can shoot the ball. And a steal by Underwood on the inbound, and he puts it back up and in. Watcherson a little lazy. Now he gets it to Grove. You sit all game long, and you're a little out of rhythm. That should be a foul they don't call. Grove works past Underwood, gets in deep, kicks it back out to Hatch. Hatch, drive, kick, Watcherson for three. They got it for the travel.
Bravo.
He did the same thing a couple of their kids did earlier, that little bunny hop to the side.
It's two steps. It's a travel.
It is. They do it all the time when they're shooting around, and they don't realize how those bad habits show up. You got to be disciplined when you play yourself. 51 seconds to go in this one. Grant, high post. They kick it left side. There's that shooter again. Misses this one. Rebound inside by Foster, and he's fouled. He'll get two shots. It's hard when you're sitting on the bench for so long. You play, most of these guys played a lot of minutes in JV. Then you sit. You get kind of tight. You're a little out of it. You get in, and the other team is still playing pretty intense.
Yeah.
Most of those kids have been in the game off and on, and you're just not quite in sync. Josh Foster hits the first. He's got one more, and he hits them both. Grove with it. Back to Watcherson. Watcherson crosses over, gets up the middle, drives through too much traffic. Can't do that against good hands. Grant with the steal to Zeller. Zeller steps through and gets rim checked. Watcherson came across to influence that and drew the foul, but he kept the dunk from happening, so that's a good thing. So, and Isaac getting some instruction from Scott there. Don't try to dribble through that whole press. Make a pass. But I'll tell you, Watcherson got hit for the travel, but what happened on the shot, Ron? Nothing but the bottom of the net.
Yeah.
He can shoot. We were talking about that earlier. He's an up-and-comer. He knew that was his shot, caught it. Zeller hits a pair. I think he's going to be a kid to watch next year. He's going to be highly improved. Scharf gets it to Hatch. George Hatch drives, gets all the way knocked away by Zeller. Yeah, George probably don't want to try to take that one in on Zeller, because if he doesn't get it down low, he's going to get it up high. You're not getting that shot off. You got nothing he hasn't seen as a 6'8 kid. Inbound pass stolen by Grant. Gets it to Underwood. Underwood, 16 seconds to go. Passes over to number 30, that's Olson. Cross court, Grant puts up a three, good.
This is amazing, you know, most kids can shoot a three. I mean, they just,
yep,
especially boys.
Hatch holds on to it until the buzzer goes. So, final score, Warriors 74, Catlin Gables 61, and of course, never really that close. Warriors were up 25 after three and able to play pretty deep into their bench, and even though they had some foul trouble in this game, able to not allow that to really impact the outcome. We're going to take a quick break, come back with some scoring totals for you on KLYC McMinnville.
No matter what your budget or spatial restrictions, you can count on Amcraft cabinets to meet your cabinet needs exactly. Choose from a huge variety of material in several shades and finishes to make your cabinets fit your design vision. Amcraft cabinets. Call them at 472-031.
Mac Pack and Ship. When you ship or mail, do it the easy way at Mac Pack and Ship. FedEx, DHL, and USPS authorized shippers with the packaging supplies and expertise to do it right. More than a decade of experience in the retail shipping industry, Mac Pack and Ship is a local family-owned business with a concern on doing it right and providing superior customer service. They offer shipping, packaging, mailbox rentals, wide-format printing, copies, and notary service. Next to Albertsons and Mac, it's Mac Pack and Ship.
At Golden Valley Brewery and Restaurant in McMinnville, they believe in the traditions of fine craftsmanship that add richness and quality to our lives. And you can taste that in their food and beverages, quality Angus beef and more. Enjoy, whether it's dinner for one or an entire event. Golden Valley is the place to go. Downtown Mac or off the Sunset Highway in Beaverton.
Welcome back, Warrior fans. Give you some scoring totals here in the Warriors 74-61 non-league boys 3A win over the Catlin Gable Eagles. Warriors were led tonight by Michael Duncan, 10 in the first half, 22 in the game. Got 14 out of Wart, 11 from Keenan Graham in his first varsity start, 10 for Tyler Parr, 6 for Streeter, 5 for Disler, 4 for Jackson, 2 for Bernards off the bench. Eagles were led by Shang with 22, 15 for Zeller, 9 for Foster, Eli Foster, and then several other guys with a couple of buckets. Warriors with a good win, and now we've got the third, fourth, and the fifth. We're at Salem Academy. So what's the tip-off time for the girls?
The girls are at 8:30, first thing on Thursday.
And the boys
morning.
Are at like 9, right?
They're
playing at the same time.
Yes.
So I hate to tell you this, but I'm going to broadcast the boys' game.
Yeah, yeah. We're playing Valley Catholic. We're playing Valley Catholic, which is a good 4A school.
Yeah,
so
that's a tough matchup. Who do the boys have? Because they don't have Valley Catholic.
I can't
they have somebody else.
Yeah, I can't remember.
This is a huge 3-day, two different 18 tournaments, right? There's two different boys and two different girls 18 tournaments going on. There's no,
yeah.
It's not one 16-team tournament. There's two different 18 brackets, so it's really interesting. So anyway, should be fun. We'll be back on the air on the 3rd, and I think that game's pretty early. I'll put it on Facebook. You can check around. I'll get an exact start time from Scott on that. But it is early in the morning on the 3rd. So, for Ron Huber, this is Jeff Clark. Have a good night, everybody. It's another great night to be a Warrior.